In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe. Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
To truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life and they are loving and they make our life more lively, colorful and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and the easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring cherry tomatoes, mint, and onion tortilla snack.
Today, we're going to prepare a very simple, quick, tasty snack for yourself and your family. Ready? Okay. We have some peppermint, or spearmint, cherry tomatoes, shallot. You know shallot? It's a name for the small onions, yeah? And it's purple inside, very small. See, compared to my thumb, it's about 3-4 times. Some smaller, some bigger. Okay. And we have some vegan butter if you want it. It's optional. And we have tortillas. Tortillas from wheat flour, normal tortilla. They also have tortilla made with corn flour, but it's up to you. I use wheat flour tortillas. And we also mix some salt and pepper, yeah? All you do is mix like half teaspoon of salt, yeah? And half teaspoon of pepper. Black pepper or gray pepper or white pepper, up to you. Like half-half, yeah? Half pepper, half salt, that's it. Or more or less, depends on your taste. And of course you mix it. Mix the salt and pepper together. Yeah, it should look like this, you know, half white and half half gray. Yeah? And leave aside here. I'm gonna use it. And we can have a little maggi, I call it. Leave aside here. Yeah, leave aside. And we need a plate, of course, to put tortilla on. Now we set. Okay, pardon my kitchen. It's a simple family kitchen. It's not complicated, it's not sophisticated. So we don't always have what we want, where we want, but it's okay. Main point I will explain to you. Okay, now we're going to wash this peppermint. Yeah? And cherry tomatoes. Peppermint cherry tomatoes in here. And you have to put some salt in it. Sea salt or cooking salt. And soak it for 3 minutes. Soak it in water. Alright, there you are. The water, salty water. Okay? And now, you also prepare the shallot, the small onions. If you don't have small onions, you can use big onions. If you don't have cherry tomatoes, of course you can use bigger tomatoes. Yeah? Try to get the one that you like, you know, that tastes like tomatoes and that tastes like shallots, because some don't taste too much like tomatoes or onions. It just tastes like watery. So you have to shell, you shell the shallot, shell away the outer layer, then the clean purple. You know, some are lighter purple, some are deeper purple. It don't matter. Just a family of shallots. You also put the onions together with the cherry tomatoes and the peppermint to soak, so that you know, it's clean. Have to soak it for a while, 3 to 5 minutes. It's the best. Not just water, but salt water. And you separate the leaves from the stem. Get ready to be used. After soaking tomatoes, peppermint, and onions in the salty water, now you rinse it with filter water, okay? Filter water, because you're going to eat raw. Whatever raw food, or even cooked food, cooked vegetable should be soaked in salty water. Alright, now I'm going to drain this and put it aside. Okay. You can use this container for the peppermint, so we don't have to use another stuff, so we don't have to wash more. Okay, now peppermint is here. And the rest you put it, see, so the water comes out, and leave it there like this. We're going to slice them, yeah. Wash this more because we just used it for onion, to shell the onion, wash it, make it clean. And perhaps dry it a little bit, yeah? There you are, it's dry, yeah. Okay, you just slide the onion the way you want. Either this way, very thinly. You can slide thicker if you want the taste to be more strong. Some people don't like onions because it stings. So whoever need to go out lecture and have to be near people should not eat it. That's why the Buddha tell his disciple, don't eat onions. Don't eat garlic, because the protector of the Dharmas, mean the bodyguard, the guard who take care of the order of the assembly, will run away from you. I would. Okay, onion you slice like that, and cherry tomato you can also slice in three or in two, it depends on how big. Yeah. You slice, or you just slice in two like this. Because it's very small and thin anyway. Just slice in two, also fine. Slice in three is fine. If you like more tomato taste, then you slice in two, thick. If you want very just nice, then you slice into three pieces. Okay? We're gonna use it soon. Okay, so now we have prepared the tomatoes and the peppermint and the tortillas and the onions and butter and pepper and salt. And we preheat the pan. Okay, and then we're going to warm the tortilla in that pan. Okay, it seems a little long, but it's not that much actually. All you do is have a packet of tortillas. If you want, you can make chapati also, but this is a quicker one. So you buy a tortilla from the supermarket, and you have cherry tomatoes and onions, small onion and some salt and pepper. That's it. Okay, now you warm the tortilla. Very simple. Warm the tortilla. Then wash the tomatoes and the onions, slice them, and ready. Get it ready. Just make sure to check it okay. When it's golden and brown like this on one side, that should be done. You turn to the other side and do the same stuff. Okay? It should be crispy. And if it's not, it will also be okay. It will also taste good. Just make sure it doesn't burn, that's it. This is a non-sticking pan, or you can use those grilling pan, yeah. All right, I think it's warm already, it's smoking, yeah. Okay, you can use something to take it out, with the chopstick or with the fork, yeah, don't matter what. Right, just make sure both sides is warm. And a little crispy. Not that this is warm. Okay, now we put it on the plate here and warm another one. There you are. Now it's up to you to smear butter on your crispy warm tortilla or not. Okay, I'm not afraid of fat, so I put a little butter. But this is not required. It will taste delicious without butter at all. I mean vegan butter, eh? Yeah, whatever I say is vegan, yeah? Right. Yeah. This is a chapati quickie. Right. Meanwhile, I check if this tortilla is warm or not. Oh, yeah. We turn it around quick. See? After a while, the cooked surface will get hot, so you turn it low a little bit, huh? Okay, now what we do is throw the tomato on it. You know, make it more orderly, like lay it down one layer like this. Or you just throw it in, doesn't matter. Wow, this tortilla get very quickly warm. I turn it around and put it one side because it's warm, so I don't want to put it on the fire. Okay, we wait for this one to be done, and then we take care of this tortilla. Oh, come on. There you are. Yeah. Stay there until I need you, okay? There you are. You don't cover the whole tortilla with tomatoes, yeah? You just do it nicely. Like this, for example. Leave a little room, yeah? You can also cover the whole thing. But then I want to put, onions in the middle of those, and on top of those a little bit, yeah. Now you just spread the onion that you slice early on, just spread them on top of tomatoes, and some will be in the middle of those gaps between the tomatoes, yeah, so it won't be too overwhelmingly tomatoes, you know what I mean? on, not too overwhelmingly, onions.
Wow.
I'm getting mouth watering already, that's why. Okay, now, we turn this low a little bit. Could even turn it off and then use it again because it's still hot. Now we're using the black pepper and salt, remember? We mix it, half and half. Okay, you use just like a quarter of a teaspoon, more or less, and then you sprinkle it, use your fingertip, go like this, go like this. You see how it go? You see? Like this is very thinly covered. You see? Fine. I do it again. Yeah, look. You see how it come down a little bit like that? Yeah, okay. Okay, now I sprinkle it. Or you can use your finger to sprinkle the black pepper and salt on top of the onions and tomatoes. Okay? Yeah, quarter spoon is fine, or less even. Okay, depends on how you like to taste it. Okay, there you are. Put it back there. Now you put the peppermint on top of the tortillas, the tomatoes and onions. Yeah, put as much as you want. These things never hurt you. You see, because you have onions here, so if you have peppermint, it will dispel the smell of the onion from your mouth. But please, please, wash your mouth afterward, okay? Now this is finished. You can sprinkle a little Maggi on top, and there, voila, done. See, it will look like this. Hmm? There you are. See that? This is, and you enjoy it already. It's very quick and absolutely tasty. Very tasty. Okay, I'm going to make another one now. One more thing. For those of you who like a little bit more of the wheaty taste, you can put this second tortilla on top of it, and it will like a sandwich, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's like a sandwich. Don't put too much butter, huh? Just very, very thinly smear on it. Like you would brush butter on it. You know, if you have a brush, it's also very good. Okay, you can put it on top like this, like a sandwich. Yeah? You see the tomatoes and onion inside. Mm, yum, yum. Or you just eat it, you know, without cover. Right. You should have the cook plate very hot, so it become very fast, because it's a fast it's a fast food procedure. You don't want to spend all day in the kitchen just for a little snack, you see? Because this one warm up very quick when it's hot. You can put it on full heat, yeah? And very quickly put it in, and then when it's, you know, kind of warm on one side, brown, golden on one side, you turn to the other side. And mostly it will smoke a little bit, then you know it's time to take it out, okay? Right. It's done. Wow. So beautiful. It should be golden like this. Right, you put on the plate. And put butter or not butter. Yeah. Now we put another one in there. So it go quick. I'm going to call the people in my house to enjoy. And if nobody likes it, my dogs will have it. But I doubt it. They always like my food, anyway. So, we're going to put the tomato in the same again. Very quick, simple, spread it out. Yeah, no need to elaborate, because it's beautiful anyway. Look at this, see? Yeah, look, you just throw it in and it looks like this already. Right. And now, quickly spread out some onions on top of it. That's it, you see? And it will look like this already. How nice it looks, right? And now you throw some peppermint leaf on it. Yeah. There you are. Yes. Either you throw it on or you can chop peppermint and sprinkle it on. It's fine also. But like this is good enough. I forgot to put the salt and pepper first. It has to be put on first before the peppermint so that it will, you know, marinate. It will penetrate the tomatoes and the onions. Yeah, it tastes better that way. And then you can put the peppermint on top. Ah, my stuff is burning. You see how quick it is? Ah, go! Okay. Now we can put some peppermint on it. Oh, it's very fast. It's too fast, actually. Okay. Peppermint. Alright. Even if it's brown a little bit, it will still taste good. So don't worry. Okay, yeah? Some maggi on top of it. And then it will look like this. Yeah, delicious. Okay. Now you gotta enjoy, and if you don't like it, the dogs will eat it, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Just hold it up, okay? Hold it up, eat it. Mm. Slowly with the plate, otherwise it can fall down. Mm. Yeah, you eat like that. It looks better, you see?
Oh,
if you fold it, you don't see nothing inside.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just eat like that. Wow. Make me a mouth water in here. Is it good?
Yeah.
Is it good? Yeah. Tell you. It will be delicious. Mm. Delicious, no?
Yeah, it's simple and delicious. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a quick snack.
Very quick.
You can make it in maybe 5 minutes.
Wow. That's quick.
Yeah. Because we buy the things from the supermarket, you know, the tortilla already made, just warm it up.
Yeah.
Warm it up like 2 minutes and throw tomatoes and onions and peppermint on it. It's really good.
Yeah.
That's
very good.
Tasty.
Goodie later, honey, afterward. Mm. Tasty, huh?
Yeah.
And you're hungry for it now, right? You're ready,
yeah.
Right? Okay, cool. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. We just talk about vegetarian food today, so we have to make example, no? If you're vegetarian, huh?
Yeah.
Of course you can throw in ham or cheese, but it's too complicated. Like this, it's just perfect.
Yes.
You know, fresh and delicious, no?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So your vegetarian food can be very delicious, huh?
Very delicious,
yeah. And if you don't eat the dog, we eat, but I don't think you will leave anything, huh?
No.
I'm gonna cook some more and make some more for the dogs.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll like it too.
Huh?
I'm sure they'll like it too.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, I don't put onions.
Oh, okay.
For the dogs. Yeah. I don't know if they like onions. They don't really need it. It's just for our taste, you know?
Yes.
Onion also good for the cold. You know, in winter when you eat like that, this will prevent you from having some cold.
Thank you for joining us today for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Between Master and Disciples. Stay tuned for Good People, Good Works coming up right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May your life be graced with abundant blessings and love from heaven.